What's up, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is back in the building with Mrs. Situation, and here is a new episode of Here's the Sitch, the positive podcast you never knew you needed. What's up, guys?
And thank you for being so patient with us. We have gotten a little tied up with a few different projects, so we took a short break, but we are back and we are hoping to be back with you guys for the foreseeable future. So we saw your messages asking for new episodes, and here we are to deliver.
So yes, we are still doing COVID right now.
Yeah, so COVID is still happening, guys. COVID, even with episode 25.
Is it now 6 months?
Oh, we're way past that six months.
It's more than 6 months?
Yeah.
Well, we've been shut down for 6 months, right?
No longer.
I thought we've only been shut down for six.
Well, we're in the month of September, so you're six plus at this point.
Yeah, six plus. Wow. Well, I don't know about you guys, but in Jersey, they just started to open up indoor dining, right? Like last week, right, honey?
Yeah, they finally opened indoor dining here. I don't know where you guys all live and what's been happening there, but here, indoor dining has been completely zero for the past 6 months up until maybe a week or two ago.
Yeah.
And they've only opened it up at about 25% capacity. So it's still pretty minimal.
Yeah. We actually walked into, a restaurant last night to get to go. And they're still asking everyone to wear your mask while you even actually walk in to the restaurant. I wanted to see how they were going to handle that, because if they're allowing indoor dining, right? You know what I'm going to ask. Why are they still asking you to walk in with a mask?
Yeah, for whatever reason, that's their logic in the state of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. The rule is if you are not eating and you approach the host or hostess and are going to the restroom, you should be masked up. And if you are eating and drinking, then you can have no mask.
Mm-hmm. And school started too, right, honey?
School started in the state of New Jersey. There's some kind of really shout out to all the moms and dads out there.
And the teachers, obviously, right?
Teachers, yeah. Caretakers, anyone who's helping with this crazy schedule with the kids, because it's like part virtual,
part in person. I was going to ask you that, because our nephews are in school.
Right? Yeah.
Is it virtual? Well, they went, and Jenny's kids are home too. They're virtual too. Do you know?
I think it's by choice, by person. Okay. There's no permanent rule. So it depends what you're comfortable with. My sister decided to keep my nephews home. So they're doing 100% virtual, which I think is an option in most districts in New Jersey. But I know some of our friends are doing the half virtual, half in person. Uh-huh. And it's a few days a week on the bus.
I saw that.
Then you're doing it at home. And it's like it's a lot of work for everyone involved.
Isn't there like certain days where they have to go to school and then there's certain days that they have to stay home?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's very complicated.
It was in the paper, their schedule was pretty complicated.
But you guys, I hope you all hang in there. If you're teachers, if you're working in education.
Yeah, the comeback is greater than the setback. Yeah. Let's use this to fuel yourself to get better, because there really is no other way, to be honest. Am I right? I mean, mm-hmm. You're either find a way to move forward and become better, or you're going to find an excuse to become depressed and let these circumstances overtake you. Am I right?
Exactly.
It's just like anything else in life.
Yep. Challenges make you stronger. Mm-hmm. You learn incredible things through challenge and through adversity.
That's where we found our strength.
That you would never normally learn. Yep,
exactly. And speaking of today, we got out today and it was the first nice, like cool, chilly day. And we went into the park to do our cardio for about an hour. I felt great.
I love going to the park, especially in the fall. The fall is my favorite season of all time.
You and Mosey love the fall.
Mosey is just like his mother in a lot of ways, okay? That guy loves clean sheets as much as I do. Like, if the bed sheets are changed, he's in the bed.
And when is it going to start getting colder, though? Like, December?
It already is at nighttime. Yeah. Like, last night, the forecast said that we had frost overnight. Uh-huh. So, what we're actually also doing today is transplanting our summer plants.
Yep, we got the gardener here, guys.
Indoors, because we went a little wild this summer with some...
What are they called? The fiddle leaf figures?
Yes, we did do the fiddle leaf figs, which are like one of the most beautiful architecturally pleasing plants to look at.
Yeah.
However, they don't survive in our climate year round. Mm-hmm. So you have to bring them in once it gets below like 55. So those are getting transferred in. And we also have a lemon tree that I got in the summer when we were, or in the spring when we were stuck at home and had nothing to do. So that baby is coming inside as well. So we'll have a whole little greenhouse happening.
And we are still doing the basement. We're renovating our basement. It's definitely a big project for us, and it's taking some time. But we're in no rush, guys. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take a couple months, but I'm happy that there's definitely progress there.
Yeah, slow and steady with that, like we do everything else, because it is a project and it is a big undertaking, and we do have a lot going on. So we like to do, you know, make decisions on little pieces of it step by step, and then...
Exactly. Move on to the next. And if you guys are not subscribed to the Situations YouTube channel, we have a couple new shows that we just introduced, including Under Construction with the Situations, which is, you know, most of the any type of home improvements we've been doing with the house, which would be include our basement, obviously upcoming maybe with the pool. And then we also did another one with one of our sponsors, Banyan Treatment Center. Sonny, tell them about that.
Yes. So if you guys, like my husband said, if you are not subscribed to the Situations podcast, I'm sorry, to the Situations YouTube, but you are to Here's the Sitch podcast, because obviously you're here, you need to go check out the Situations YouTube. We have a few different formats of different entertaining shows, but if you're here for the feel good positivity comeback stories like we talk about on the podcast,
yep,
you are going to love the new program
that I loved doing the first one. It was awesome, right, honeys?
Yes, the first episode was incredible, and I've never been more proud of you. I'm proud of you every day, but I was so proud of you when I got to see that final episode, because I know how hard and how long you worked to get here, and I'm just going to save my emotions for later.
Oh my goodness.
But the name of the show is called The Hope Dealer.
Yep.
And it is a talk show format with my husband as the host.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to have different people, different guests on each episode to interview them.
I really enjoyed the first episode. Wasn't it so good with Brandon, honey?
Yeah. So the first episode was with Brandon Novak, who also has 5 years clean and sober.
Yep.
He also is an MTV alumni like Mike. And he also works for Banyan Treatment Center as well, and collaborates with them in a capacity that we do also. So it was really fun to open up the series with him. And him and Mike did an incredible, incredible job. So I really highly suggest, after this episode of the podcast, listening to this, to head over to the Situations.
Yeah, it was such a good banter, right? Back and forth.
Yeah, you both have very inspiring, unique
stories
and they're very inspirational to people that can relate, and also to people that can't relate, just to see, wow, like the depths of hell that you've both clawed your way back to and are now successful businessmen, sober for years. Like, you're both just killing it and you're both very humble.
Yeah, it just goes to show you that most people come from different walks of life, you know, have that choice and can come back pretty much from anything, you know.
It is possible.
It is. So that was really, really good. Hence what I wanted to talk to everyone about today. You need to get into the habit of asking yourself, does this support the life that I'm trying to create? Right? Am I right? Like, go through your day.
Exactly. Go through every action you're going to take throughout the day. And when, especially when you are taken out of your peace and frustrated by
arguments,
someone,
yeah,
before you respond with any kind of negativity or toxicity or just nastiness, ask yourself that question.
Is this the life that I'm trying to create? And most of the time you're going to be like, hell no.
Facts.
I'm going to fall back here because that's not a good idea.
Or I'm going to bite my tongue.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to take the high road.
It puts you in perspective. It really does. I mean, you can really apply this to pretty much anything in life, including, I would think, your diet. Right?
Oh, for sure.
Your diet. And I also say that your diet doesn't just have to do with what you eat. Your diet can be like the friends that you hang out with.
Yeah, I love that.
Are those like the people that you want to be hanging out with? Are they contributing to the life that you want to live.
The music you listen to.
Yeah, it's really everything. I actually saw something recently that it was a quote about eagles when they fly. Crows sort of nip at their wings, right? But the higher that the eagle goes, the crow can't hang anymore and he has to fall off. Mm. And it's just like, you know, I guess it's an analogy. I don't know if you get it.
Yeah, you just got to keep the course and not respond to every dog that barks.
Oh, I was going to say that one. Yeah, you beat me too. I think you did a better one. I think your dog barking is better than my eagle and the crow that I just said. I'd be honest with
they
you.
They both work.
Yeah.
They're not bad.
So you need to ask yourself on a daily basis, everything. You know, if you come to a fork in the road, you're going to have to ask yourself, is this the way that I want to go? Is this going to contribute to the life that I want to create?
Is this going to contribute to my happiness, my success, my health, my learning experiences? Or is it going to irritate me more? Is it going to contribute to the negative tone of what may be happening? Is it going to add problems to your life? I mean, it really goes back to so many different things. We already covered in depth on this podcast, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like running the tape. Mm-hmm. We have a whole episode set to running the tape, which is an amazing example.
Oh, yeah.
I would definitely check uh-huh. that out if you haven't heard that one
sort
yet.
Sort of a risk assessment tool.
Yeah, but I want to focus on what I observed as a viewer mm-hmm. of the first episode of The Hope Dealer with you and Brandon Novak. Uh-huh. And what a big takeaway for me was, because I see so many recovery stories and mm-hmm. so many different comeback stories and uh-huh. different experiences. And what I took away from that, amongst many other things, was that you both are gifted talently. Mm-hmm. You both are gifted in front of the camera.
Uh-huh.
And you both have addictive personalities.
Yep.
And you both became famous pretty young.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yep.
And I think that when you both got sober and have about 5 years under your belt, that you've become very successful, both of you, independently in your own different ventures yep. and mm-hmm. the business paths you've chosen to take. However, you've both remained extremely humble, extremely grateful, and appreciative for every moment on this life, and not expectant of some kind of success because you just got sober. You both are very present and very in tune with having zero ego.
Oh, basically. My God. Yes, there is no ego in this amigo. Okay, that is one of my new favorite sayings right there. And that is the truth. Once you learn about ego, pride, and expectations in life, it makes life a lot easier. You sort of run through those three filters. If you're angry, if you get into an argument, if something upsets you, you run it through. Why am I upset right now? Am I upset because of expectations? Did I think that something else was going to happen? I mean, your own expectations are your own fault. Mm-hmm. You know, take the expectations away, put down the ego and the pride, and you'll be like, wow, I shouldn't even really be upset anymore. And that's going to happen 9 out of 10 times once you learn about ego, pride, and expectations.
So tell me how you would explain ego to someone who's not, maybe not in the sober community, maybe they don't have an addiction. So like what is a good example of how ego, dropping their ego or becoming more of a humble person will benefit? How would that benefit their life?
I feel that ego is you thinking that you deserve something. I feel that's what it is. And at the end of the day, you don't deserve anything. No one owes you anything.
You
need to earn every single thing, every single step in life. And that's what it is.
To me, you are not better than any other human on this planet, no matter class,
yep.
success, financial background, racial background, anything.
Do you want to know who you need to be better than?
Who you were yesterday.
Oh my God. My wife knows me way too good. And I can't even beat her to the punch. She just beat me to the punch. That is so correct. The only path to true success and how you win at life, right, is every single day try to be better than the day before.
Yes.
And then Only then will you start to win. Right there is the secret to success.
It's true. It's so simple, but it's so hard for some people.
If every day you get on the treadmill, right, and you do 20 minutes, mm-hmm. and then the next day you do 21, then the next day you're at 23 and 24, guess what, guys? Months later, you know, you're going to be sprinting, you're going to be jogging, you're going to be doing different exercise classes just from that mindset of, you know, progress over perfection. That's what it is.
Yeah. A little changes in the right direction.
And that's every just, day. And that's just one area of life. We're just talking about, you know, working out or exercise or the physical in life. There's so many other areas. There's the mental area where you can possibly read books and take courses and do other
things. Educate yourself.
Then the spiritual, personally, professionally, there's so many areas in life. And we've said it before in this podcast, the happiest people that I've ever met in life are those that are trying to improve themselves. Facts. On the path of self-improvement. The rest of everyone else that are sitting there talking about everyone else and pointing their finger are miserable. But guys, remember this, they continue to talk and point at you. You have just lapped them about 3 or 4 times as they continue to talk about you. So let them talk, you take action.
Yeah, and those people that they're pointing at are so busy with being on the road to improvement that they don't even see it.
They don't even see it.
It doesn't even faze them. So it's really like one of those sayings of hate is kind of like, what is that saying?
I know
something
what you're
saying. About poison. You drinking poison.
Vinny says
and
this
expecting
one.
The other person to die.
Yeah.
So like the hate in your inside of you, or the anger, or the resentment, or any kind of negative feeling, or jealousy, or just not a healthy positive feeling, is only going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt the person you're pointing the finger at, because they don't even see you.
Yeah. Be so busy improving yourself that you have no time at all to criticize others. I think that is one of the easiest ways, you know, for happiness.
It's a purely just better way to live.
We're busy as fuck, right?
I have no time.
We got no time for that.
I honestly have no time for bad self-talk. I have no time for criticizing myself. I have no time for criticizing anyone that I love or care about. And if I ever do get a feeling like that, I run the tape in my own brain of what am I unhappy with in myself that I'm about to say these words someone else.
Did you just hit them with the self-evaluate button?
Yeah, I guess so.
You just hit them with the self-evaluate button. That's what another important key. And I'm glad you said that. On a daily basis, self-evaluation is so key. Mm-hmm. With happiness, with the physical, personally, professionally, every aspect of your life, to self-evaluate how some way can move forward in any of those areas.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it up. I brought it up before and we have not spent an episode on it yet. We're not going to do it today. I'll save it for another episode. But the book, The Four Agreements, it has been around forever. It is still in the top 3 self-help books. Mm-hmm. I happened to see it today because I follow someone on Instagram who actually has a number 1 book in self-help right now. And I saw The Four Agreements was like number 3 or number 4. I'm like, that is incredible that it's still there.
Didn't you say we live our life that way?
We live our life. I don't know that you've ever read it, mm-hmm. but you live your life that way anyway. Mm-hmm. I still want you to take a look at it because mm-hmm. it's so true to
who you are as a core. That you can,
I bought it for you and gave it to you on your birthday.
Do you have like a gist if you can explain to the subscribers and
So one of the agreements, which is why it reminds me of it, is before you speak, ask yourself this question. Is it kind? Is it true? And is it necessary?
Oh my God.
And if you can answer those questions and it doesn't fit those 3 criteria, you need to swallow the thought and just say wave goodbye to it in your brain and move on. And if you do that, your life will change.
Wow, this podcast be hitting different because you are blessing them with some gems today, honey. We definitely live our life that way. And I actually do that as almost like a default. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know that this is about
a
book.
One of the 4 agreements of having a happy, like wholesome life.
Yeah. Most people don't even know about this. The stuff that we're talking about, I've adapted a lot of these things from recovery and going to therapy and anger management over the years of trial and error and making mistakes. And now we're, you know, having a podcast about it, which is really an awesome thing.
And another takeaway from that is when you ask yourself, that's just one of the agreements of the four. Uh-huh. But when you ask yourself that question for everything that's coming out of your mouth, guess what that eliminates in your life? That eliminates a lot of things, but it really also eliminates
negativity,
gossip.
Yes.
All right, guys, it's time for me to share one of my all-time favorite items that I discovered since we've been home during quarantine this year of 2020, and that is Barefoot Scientist. They are bringing together the very best of science and nature. Barefoot Scientist is the first comprehensive premium foot care company in the world. Better ingredients, stronger formulations, with faster results. And this is a true testimonial because I've tried their entire line at this point since I've been doing my pedicures myself, and I absolutely love all of their products. Every single product is specifically formulated for the unique needs of your feet using the very best ingredients from science and nature. Twinkle Toes is an amazing odor-eliminating bacteria-killing spray that's clinically proven to eliminate 99.8% of that bacteria that causes funky odors. Plus, it wipes out fungus and viruses too. You can use it on your feet, shoes, socks, yoga mats, which is what I spray down after every gym session, gym bags, and just about anything and everything that you might want to disinfect and deodorize. And guys, it's 2020. We are disinfecting and deodorizing everything all the time. Plus, all Barefoot Scientist products are hypoallergenic, which I love because I have sensitive skin. They are also dermatologist tested, cruelty-free, free of phthalates and parabens, so you know you're only using the good stuff. So I have great news for all of you listening, because right now our listeners can get an exclusive 20% off their first order at barefootscientist.com using code SITUATION, and shipping is always free. That's barefootscientist.com and code SITUATION. Go get all of your foot care essentials right now at barefootscientist.com and enter promo code SITUATION at checkout for 20% off your first order and free shipping. I hope you guys check them out because they are truly an amazing company and product. So something that is a huge takeaway from that one agreement, if you just do that in mm-hmm. your life, it will eliminate so many negative things,
yeah.
but it will also eliminate gossip.
Yeah.
Yep. Which
a lot of us fall prey to.
It happens. We're human.
I don't know if it's natural. I just think that it's not easy to defend against that.
Because
it's
like
you know, sometimes you think it's funny and you're fooling around, and then you're like, you know what? That's not nice. I shouldn't be saying that.
Yeah. And if it's not nice, then it shouldn't be funny.
Yeah,
like
I agree.
you need to overcome, like, why is this funny to me?
I think women gossip more than men.
I think so too. I think that it's probably more prevalent amongst groups of females, but I think that it's just, gossip is just such a shitty, it's like an addictive behavior. When you do it a little bit, it seeps into more conversations. It happens. You get a little addicted to it. So I think, at least my experience as being a woman, when I made that decision, when I read the Four Agreements book, which was mm-hmm. over a decade ago, my great aunt gifted it to me years ago. And when I read it, it was such a quick read. It's a really small book. I was like, holy shit. It literally hit me and clicked to the point where I wrote down in my iPhone, I think mm-hmm. I said this on a podcast already, what each four agreement was, because it's literally like two sentences each. And then the chapters explain it in depth as examples. So that those agreements, they will, that one will completely eliminate gossip from your behavior. And if you can have the willpower to hold yourself accountable to that, your life will just change and you'll be positively affecting the people around you. Because guess what? When someone comes to you to gossip and you shut it down, it ends. You know what?
I'm sometimes victim to being hearing it, and I'm not necessarily shutting it down. I'm kind of just like exiting the conversation.
Well, some people you can't change.
Yeah.
So I'm just, as long as you don't partake in it, I think it's the healthiest way. But a lot of people when it's brought up, it's hard for them to not partake. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I'll agree. I also think that once you start to know better, it's time to do better.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And I actually gifted you this for your one of your birthdays. I remember
you
coming
up to me in addition to and you were like, stuff. You were like, you don't even know this, Mike, but you're living the four agreements right now. I'm like, what are you talking about? And you're like, and then I remember you bought me the book.
So the four agreements in super summary, like the book delves into each one of these. Mm-hmm. And I delved into the first one, which is be impeccable with your word.
Oh, wow. I like that.
And that's where you ask yourself.
I just put on social media the other day that my biggest flex was that I am who I say I am, or everything I've ever done, I've said I was going to do. I'd have to look that up right now, but something like that.
Yeah. So that be impeccable with your word, you can dive so much deeper into it in the mm-hmm. book, but it's really also goes into hand in hand with what I said before.
That. Sort of like old school thinking, you know?
100%. This book is very old. And it's, is this kind? Is it true? Is it necessary? That's a description, and that's an explanation of being impeccable with your word. Uh-huh. The four agreements are very quick phrases, four of them. Uh-huh. But then in the book, they break mm-hmm. them apart, and then they dissect them, and they explain how you can apply it to your life daily.
Okay, keep going. I want to hear it. Keep going.
Number two. They all sound real easy, guys, but they are very challenging mm-hmm. when you try to implement them, especially 24/7. Number two, don't take anything personally.
Well, so that I would have to think that has to do something with the ego, right?
Of course. I mean, it has to do with many facets
People are
expectations.
So many people have so many problems with ego and expectations.
Self-doubt. Mm-hmm. Caring what people think about you.
Oh my God, that's the worst.
Someone cutting you off on the road and being offended. Like, how dare that guy almost clip me and change lanes without the blinker, and that you're taking the action they did personally.
Oh
like,
my God.
Like, it has to do with everything. Like, don't take anything anyone so else seriously. Does personally. It's not a personal attack. Every behavior, bad, good, indifferent that somebody makes, that's not
has
you.
Has to do with themselves.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with you. Even if it's directed towards you, even if it's at you.
Even an insult is like a mirror, guys. Yep. Okay. It has more to do with the person saying it than it does about you.
Another one is don't make assumptions. And I love this one. This is something that I talk to a lot about, like, my little sister with, because mm-hmm. she's 6 years younger than me, and I feel like I'm so much life experience to shed some wisdom on her and help her and have her not have to go through certain things I went through.
Yeah.
And the big one I teach her a lot about lately is this one: don't make assumptions.
Oh,
so
yeah.
when you're hurt or upset or conflicted about why someone did something, even if it wasn't to hurt you, it could have just been like they left, you know. It's making assumptions. It's assuming that somebody, like, say you feel left out over like a dinner you weren't invited to. Mm-hmm. You're assuming that that person, like, purposely chose to not invite you. I'm making some silly example to break it down and make it easy.
Don't have any expectations.
But you have no idea, like, what it was about.
Assumptions. 'Cause speaking of assumptions, people all the time, because I've lost so much weight from, you know, prison, people are like, you know, you're on steroids.
Yep.
I mean, little do they know, I had dieted and worked out and worked hard for, you know, almost a year, you know, to lose that weight. I'm also on probation where I get tested for illegal substances. They just immediately assume that I'm taking the easy way out. And again, you need to understand that it has a lot to do with themselves. You know what I'm saying? An insult or an assumption is a lot to do. It's like a mirror. You know, it says more about the person who is speaking it than it says about me.
Absolutely. And this is a little blurb I'm going to read about it. The third agreement describes the issue of making assumptions, how it leads to suffering, and why individuals should not partake in making them. When one assumes what others are thinking, it can create stress and interpersonal conflict because the person believes their assumption is a representation of the truth. So if you understand that, when you are making an assumption about why your boyfriend said that to you, or your sister, you know.
Why would you make an assumption though? That's what I want to know.
When you make an assumption, you're making up a story in your head that you think is real. But your creative process just made up that narrative. That's not what happened.
And I'm asking you, why would you make an assumption?
Because that's another natural sin. That's something that's almost like we're programmed to do. And you need to take control back over your brain and your mind and say, that's not what happened. That's not your imagination, pretty much, is making up this narrative. Yeah. Let me go direct to the source.
Yep.
And if you really want to know why that person did that, mm-hmm. you say, hey, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
What's your reasoning? And then usually 99.9% of the time, it is completely opposite of whatever your assumption would be.
Yeah. I'd also run those three filters too before even thinking about any assumption between ego, expectation, and pride. And you'll be like, I don't even care right now.
And that's why all these agreements all tie into each other. Like they all play off of each other. They all affect one another. And then the last one is another one that sounds so simple. And it's really to always do your best.
Oh my God. That's like what I do on a daily basis.
That's why. Remember when I told you, like, you live your life by this.
Every single day, 24 hours at a time, personally, as a family, as a household, we do our best 24 hours at a time. And then after that, we lay our head on our pillow and let go and let God handle the rest. And that combination has really just changed the game for us, right, honey?
Yes.
Like 24 hours at a time, just killing the day, being the best person that you can be in every area, being good to your mother, being good at your job, being the best friend that you can be, just one day at a time, excelling at your job, trying to be more creative, trying to be more active, working out more, taking more action, trying to make positive changes in your life, just 24 hours at a time. Next thing you know it, you're like, oh my God, I'm killing the game right now.
Mm-hmm. And doing your best is, he really points out in this final agreement that doing your best is not being the best. Doing your best is going to fluctuate. It's a moving target.
Being better than the day before.
Exactly. That. Yeah. But also you're going to have good days and bad days. Your best on a healthy day is much better than your best on a sick day.
Very true.
So it's not going, it doesn't mean be the best and kill it every day and be Superman every day.
We understand that.
It means
there's definitely a balance that you always have to remember that, and also like listen to your body and sort of like not to be so hard on yourself. We said like a couple minutes ago, like not to take yourself so seriously, right?
Yes.
If you're having a bad day, listen to your body. I think this week alone, I took one like personal day and just rested most of the day because I've just been really overworking myself in a lot of side jobs and things like that. So the whole day I just relaxed and gave myself permission to watch Netflix all day and that was it. And now I'm rested and recouped and ready to move forward and, you know,
in life. Yeah. And also another thing they delve into they go into so much detail in all of this, but in being your best is that you develop self-compassion for yourself. So if you just do your best, mm-hmm. whatever capacity mm-hmm. that is every day, mm-hmm. there's no way you can judge yourself. And then if you don't judge yourself, there is no way you are going to suffer from guilt, blame, and self-punishment.
Oh my God.
So if you do, it's like trying to kill that bad self-talk.
I feel like this guy is writing my life here for me because that's exactly what we do.
That's why I bought the book for
if you. If you do your best on a daily basis, you're never going to like feel sorry. I mean, you know, you're keeping your side of the street clean.
Have self-doubt.
You know, you're not going to have self-doubt. You're going to know that what is meant for you is going to be there for you because you're doing your best.
Yeah, you're going to have compassion for yourself and self-acceptance, it says here, is central to the fourth agreement. And by working on cultivating it, it will become easier for you to live by the other agreements too. Part of doing your best is acknowledging that you're trying and learning new ways of living your life. That sort of change does not happen overnight.
Oh my God, you just hit him with old ways won't open new doors. Oh my God. Now that quote is dope. And it's so true. Every single, like every new level of your life is going to, is sort of going to ask for a new version of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't act in your 20s, in your 30s. It's just not going to work. It's not going to work at work. It's not going to work in life. It's not going to work in love. When you're in your 20s, that's going to work in your 20s. But when you're 30s, you need to mature and become better, or pretty much be left behind.
I'm just going to do one more on the being your best, and then we can move on. Okay.
Okay. We got to get
I'm
to the
I'm so happy that you're loving this.
I am.
I knew you would.
Love it.
And that's why I got it for you. And it's just maybe you'll read it on our flight.
We gotta get to the phones after this.
Yes, we do. Okay, so accepting your best for what it is and working with your own productivity means you will have more time for your family, your friends, and your personal life. This will ultimately improve your quality of life, especially by encouraging you to stay in the present moment and appreciating each day. If you choose to live trying the four agreements, make sure to be compassionate with yourself. Being your best does not mean being perfect. 2020 has been quarantine year, right? So Mike and I are binge watching all of our favorite shows at home, and all of us are kind of over these big cable bills. So I have a really fun company that I want to share with you today. It's called Philo. Now, do you love TV, but you're over that cable bill I mentioned? Philo is your solution then. If you love reality, kids shows, home improvement, or drama, Philo has you covered. It's live and on-demand TV for just $20 a month. That means that you could save hundreds a month on TV. It is the most affordable way to watch at a time when everyone can use some entertainment in their life. You are not kidding. It has no contracts. It's cord-free and commitment-free, hassle-free, and they have unparalleled customer service. Philo allows for multiple profiles and multiple streams, so everyone in the house can have their own saved shows and up to 3 simultaneous streams. Never have to fight over who gets to pick out what to watch. Mike and I do not always agree, so this is absolutely perfect for us. It's easy to use and even easier to sign up. You can watch from your phone, laptop, tablet, or TV with Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, or Android TV. Now more than ever, Philo believes that great TV should not cost more than an arm and a leg. It should be accessible for everyone, and saving money should not mean giving up the shows and channels that you love. Philo is TV for everyone. Our listeners here at Here's the Sitch are getting a very special promo code on Philo today. Sign up today at philo.tv/situation and you'll get 25% off your first 2 months. That's philo.tv/situation. That's philo.tv/situation.
I'm really enjoyed this, but I think we got to get to the phones right now.
I got Tim coming in hot from Wisconsin.
Oh my God, Tim, let's hear it.
Hey, Mike and Lauren, is Tim from Wisconsin. I just wanted to call and say, longtime fan, been watching since the beginning. Mike, honestly, a huge inspiration for me and personal recovery that I had to go through. Recovering addict myself, then had a hard time after recovering. From the hard drugs, went through and had a little spurt with alcohol. And then from there, after I got that under control, kind of found myself, with a addiction more to eating, which kind of stemmed from the fact that with my hard drugs, I dropped down to about 125 pounds, which was about an 80-pound loss during my struggle. But as of recently, definitely have got myself on the right path, about 13 years sober, doing well with work. I have 4 kids, a wife. Just recently kind of put in motion a workout routine that is definitely working. I'm having a hard time balancing it, though, with the gyms only being open for a certain period of time and my work schedule, family schedule, spending time with the kids and my wife. That's always tough. It is amazing watching you and how far you've progressed. And honestly, when I'm actually at the gym working out, on my elliptical for my hour, I usually make it through 1.5 Jersey Shore episodes, which my wife makes fun of me for. But it is my way to kind of watch you and how you've move forward, and Lauren, how you've pretty much backed him, backed Mike in every way possible and been there for him along the way. And your unconditional love is amazing and something that, honestly, you guys' relationship is something that everybody should strive for in their relationship.
Wow. I'm in my feels. that was an awesome call. What'd you think, honey?
That was an awesome call. First of all, congratulations on, I think you said 13 years of sobriety. That 13. Is incredible.
Yes, that is. You are a warrior, and the comeback is always greater than the setback. Just like everything in life, there's always like a moving curve, and I feel like he's doing good. You know, he's on the right track.
He's doing great, and keep it up. I mean, I feel like you're living that fourth agreement. You're doing your best every day. You added in a fitness regimen, and no matter what, the gym is being open or closed or minimal hours, you're doing the best you can to find some time to get that in there. And that's all you can do at the end of the day.
Exactly. It's always very important to prioritize aspects of the life. He's got family time, he's got fitness time. So I'm really, I don't know, I have the feels right now from all these callers, honey.
I got another one coming in from New Jersey.
Coming in hot from Jersey.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Lauren. I hope you guys are well and safe. My name is Matthew. I'm from Scotts Plains, New Jersey. So I'm a recent college graduate, and my reason for my call is about the goals. So I do 100% agree with what you say. I have daily goals, weekly goals, monthly goals, yearly goals, and then like life goals. So one of my daily goals is when I wake up first thing in the morning, is I want to jump right out of bed, make my bed, pray, meditate, and make my coffee. I think for me to win my day is about how I start my day, and for me to win every little task. So 7 little tasks equal a win day, and then, you know, multiple days one is how I win my week.
Wow, I kind of liked what he had to say, right, honey?
Yeah, that sounds exactly how you like to live your life. Yes, in the morning.
Yes, in the morning. If you want to change the world, first, make your bed.
And you're very routine-oriented in the same way, especially for the mornings. Like, no matter what, our days, because we're self-employed, are always different every day. So we don't go to the same office. We don't do the same things day in and day out. However, we start them and end them the same way every day, right?
Yeah, we do.
Pretty much.
That structure, and we always implement balance. We always prioritize fitness. We always choose positivity over everything, and that's really awesome. I really enjoyed that call.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. My name is Anthony. I'm from New Jersey. I just recently started listening to your podcast about maybe 2-3 months ago, and it's helped me so much with keeping a positive mindset and living life to the fullest, and you know, it's just absolutely incredible. You know, every day I try to listen to it, and it really puts me in the feels. And, you know, I'm just wondering, what are your thoughts on addiction? Because I have a long line of family members, that were addicts, whether they were alcoholics, drug addicts. And, I just want to know what your thoughts are on family members that are trying to get better and maybe better themselves, or if they're currently addicted, maybe something they can try to slowly, break that addiction. So that's pretty much it. Thank you guys so much.
Wow, that was a good call, huh? I'd have to say that we're on what, episode number
25.
I would go back to episode number 1 of Here's the Sitch, and I'd listen to every single podcast that we have. A lot of it has to do with recovery. A lot of it has to do with bettering yourself. A lot of it has to do with not giving up on you and your loved ones. Right, honey?
Yeah. And I think that...
And a lot of this stuff is all the tools that I learned over the years, is everything that we're talking about right now, how I am, you know, being my best self, and how we are sort of living our best life as a couple, and sort of the principles that we follow.
Yeah, I think that everything we talk about on Here's the Sitch podcast can be related to addiction, whether for yourself or in a family member. I think that we're all about just improving ourselves in any way. So every aspect of every conversation we have on this podcast will shed a light on addiction in some way, shape, or form. And it can only better your life and these changes if you take the suggestions that we talk about. And I think my husband also has a 24/7 phone number available if you or anyone you know are struggling with the disease of addiction or mental health.
Yes, that number is 1-888-270-5712, and that is Banyan Treatment Centers. They are pretty much one of the best places out there. We love them and we are affiliated with them. Please give them a call. Let them know that we sent you guys. Also, follow at The Hope Dealer on Instagram and follow all our stuff, because most of our stuff is just, like I said, all positivity and all good stuff that you guys should be, you know, tuning into.
Yeah, at The Hope Dealer on Instagram is the entire Instagram is dedicated to being a self-improvement and addiction resource.
Yeah.
So you should definitely check that out if you are looking for that kind of information for sure. And I think we have time for one more caller, right?
Yeah.
Hi, guys. This is Katie Lynn from Arizona. Just wanted to call to ask about the originality episode. You guys were talking about self-love, and I wanted to know the difference of your guys' opinion of self-love and confidence. I have an issue of always putting myself last, but I'm content with it. I'd rather take care of my kids, my husband, my doggies, anybody else in my family or friends before, you know, treating myself or buying myself a gift or something. And some people in my life don't like that, but I'm content with it and I'm happy, and I say they need to stay in their own lane. Also, one quick question for Lauren. I wanted to see and ask what your reaction and opinion was of Michael when during like the first seasons of Jersey Shore, and when he was partying and being crazy, when you guys weren't together. What was your initial reaction when you saw him on TV acting the way he was? Thanks for everything you guys do. You guys are awesome, and stay awesome, please. I love it.
Okay, well, I think that I'm going to answer her first question, and I'm going to say, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Am I right, honey? And also, always, you know, look out for numero uno, which is yourself. Am I right, honey?
Yeah, I think that, first of all, thank you, Katie Lynn, for calling in to Here's the Sitch. And I think something that you started that call about with, which was putting yourself last, is something that a lot of women do.
I do, too, sometimes.
You?
Yeah. Don't I always put people before me?
Lately. I'm
very generous lately.
Well, no. You have to let me finish.
Oh, my God. I'm telling Mosey about this. I swear.
No, I have to say, since you've been sober for the past 5 years, you kind of have been putting people – I don't know. It's a very complicated question, but you do a lot. But it's very – I think it's very common for women to do this, because women are historically – you know, back in the day, the homemakers.
Yeah.
So historically, you know, back in the old and golden days, I'm not saying now.
The oldie goldies.
I'm not trying to say now. I'm trying to say long time ago that women were homemakers. Homemakers?
Homemakers.
Homemakers.
Homemakers. Home heartbreakers.
Homemakers. So, you know, their job was to take care of the home, take care of the children, take care of the animals, keep a clean, tidy home, and take care of your husband back then. And now roles have been equalized. And anybody can do that. And I think that it's kind of in our nature, when you have like an innate motherly nature, that you just want to take care for all of your loved ones, your family members, everyone, that it's just only natural for you to want to do that. And I have to say, I do that. I think it's funny how perspectives are different, because I think I do that every day. My husband thinks he does it every day. If I had to look from an outside looking in, I would say we both do it. We both do it. And
that's why it works.
Because we're both looking out for each other. I will like run myself exhausted to take care of him, and he pretty much does the same for me. And somehow that works for us. But yeah, if that's what works for you, tell those people to stay in your own lane and you do what makes you happy. Just make sure you don't get burnt out. You need to take care of your health and your happiness first. And if you're good, then you could take care of all the people you want. And then the second part of your question, I think, was about Jersey Shore, the original series.
Yeah, when I was acting a fool. I was young, though. You know what I mean? I was young and single and acting careless and reckless, sort of like that age group does. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So I think My reaction to that when I had seen that was, honestly, we were not together and we hadn't been together for a minute. So there was no, there was zero like jealousy there because I knew who Mike was at his core and his heart. And he has always been a very good man. And if he is in a relationship, he's very respectful and very loving and very caring and very romantic. So when I saw him treating women, you know, the way that it was, and it was just like dating.
Those were one night stands.
Exactly.
Those
girls they were
wanted,
casual.
Those girls wanted the same things as
facts.
Exactly. So
and believe me, at that point, there was zero jealousy there because yeah. I demand respect and love and, you know, the right things in a relationship. And he had done that for me prior and we were on a very long break. So I was mainly happy for him because I knew he had struggled with addiction. I knew he was trying to find his path professionally and bouncing around between modeling and training. And when I saw him on TV, I was very happy that he had found success, no matter how unique it was.
Yep.
And I myself was, I'm a super driven woman. So I was working my ass off in the city and I was an assistant buyer at the time and I was laser focused in my professional career.
You didn't even know what I was doing until your grandma, Beatrice, said, do you know Michael is on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah,
and that's where it all began, guys.
Yeah, my grandma would watch Dancing with the Stars with you and I did not know you were on it. She would watch and tell me how great you would do when I would come home every night. So,
well, guys, everything in life happens for a reason. So don't ever quit on yourself or a loved one.
And also, I think that's a common question for that everyone always wants to know. So I'm going to just leave it all out there now. And I wanted to say one more thing about that. Oh, also, like looking back, I'm very glad that we were not together at that time because like timing is everything in life.
Facts.
So if we had gotten back together,
it wouldn't have lasted or it wouldn't have worked.
No, it just would. There just would have been too much destruction that we wouldn't be where we are today.
Exactly.
We wouldn't have ended up, you know, and experienced different things and have different stories to get to where we are today.
Yep.
So who knows if we would have made it or not if we were together back then. But I choose to pick our life that we are living now and how it played out.
Yeah. Listen, there's no reason for me to turn back. I lived a very wild 20s.
Yeah.
And I can look back and say that, you know, I'm so much happier in my 30s, married and mature and wise and being my best self now.
All right, guys. Well, that is episode 25 of Here's the Sitch podcast with Mike and Lawrence. Of course, we are not going to leave you without the special, insightful quote of the day from
my
husband.
It is happening, guys. I just posted this on social medias. Those who don't believe in magic will never find it.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
Well, guys, thanks again for tuning in to another episode of Here's the Sitch. We will see you guys next week.